I tried to sound excited, my cheeks pulling my mouth into a smile, of sorts. But my heart dropped to my belly as disappointment flowed through my body. We were supposed to spend this spring break together. It had been a particularly hard winter. We'd all been fighting cabin fever for weeks. I was anticipating doing something fun together, even if it had to be indoors. The squeeze Bevan gave me on my knee under the table let me know my act hadn't worked. At least I knew he'd be around to keep me company. Eyes shut, I tried to transform my smile into something sincere. When I stared at Sarah, it was through a bit of misty vision. "That's great! You're going to have so much fun! Are you going to the beaches? Orlando? The Keys? What's the plan? Is your whole family going?" Even to me, my voice sounded flat. Sarah stared at me deadpan and then snorted. "You are trying so hard to be happy for me, yet you look like a drowned cat. You didn't let me finish, silly. Yes, we're going to Florida. Yes, we are going to the beaches. Yes, my whole family is going, all three of us. You didn't let me finish, idiot." She paused, staring at me dramatically. "We want you to come with us." Everything in the world around me stopped. My jaw dropped, along with whatever I was holding. My eyes began to sting, and I had to force myself to blink. Sarah rapped on the table to get my attention. "My mom is going down to the University of Florida for a conference that coincides with our spring break. You won't even miss any classes. We can go on a tour of the university. We'll spend most of our time in Gainesville, not that interesting. But Dad said he would take us to Orlando for at least one day, maybe out to the Kennedy Space Center too. We can see if there are any launches happening." Bevan knocked into me to snap me out of my shock. Finally, I replied, as my heart raced and my breathing got ragged. "Really? You aren't kidding. Me? Me too? To Florida? With your family? Really?" My words stumbled out of me. "You aren't kidding. This is real. And you really thought I would worry about missing school, dork." We were both laughing at this point. "Yes, it's real, but you need to talk to your parents to make sure they're okay with it. If you can't come, it'll be horrible." Her hand flew up to her forehead for emphasis. Like a bucket of ice-cold water being dumped over my head, my mood deflated. My parents. A chill ran down my spine. My dad. "Yeah, that makes sense. Focus on the good. Florida." "Oh my gods, this is so awesome. I hope they say yes. How many more classes until I can go home and talk with them? This is so cool. Florida!" It was my turn to squeal. Jose, a senior who recently started hanging out with us and the last of our group, finally arrived.
"What's so cool?"
His dad was Mexican and his mom was from Florida, so his family spoke both English and Spanish at home. His accent always had a way of centering me. Gazing at him, like a lifeline who held my future, I spoke fast enough my words practically blurred together. "Sarah's family is going to Florida over spring break and she just invited me to go." My smile was starting to hurt my cheeks.
"Do you really think your parents will let you go?"
His words hit me like a punch to the gut. Deflated, I slumped and ate some pizza. Jose's family was part of the pack, unlike Sarah's, who didn't even know werewolves existed. He used to hang out with my older brother Owen, another senior, but Jose got fed up with that crowd. He tended to be more academic than the lot of them. He had been on the basketball team for a few years and was good, but he never seemed like it. Overall, he would rather hang out with us than a group of dumb jocks. At least that was my theory.